Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy and I am your host. And today is our Monday solo session where I get to teach you and inspire you about how to use the Law of Attraction in your life, because this podcast is called Law of Attraction in Action. So I definitely want you to learn how to do this stuff and make it a reality in your life. So thank you so much for joining me today. So before I begin, again, I'd love to give a shout out to all of you for supporting this podcast and for paying attention and doing all the work and giving me comments. And I love them all and I appreciate it all so much. But I would love for you to leave more comments and review this podcast and really get this podcast up and going. And it really is. I'm getting tons and tons of downloads and listens, and it makes me so happy that I'm helping so many people. So I'd love to hear from you, and I'll give you more information at the end of this podcast on how you can reach me. But I also want to let you know that this is also going to be on YouTube. So right now I'm recording it so you can listen to me or watch me, whichever works best for you. Or sometimes, like, I listen to YouTube and just listen in my car, so I'm not really watching. But it's another way of finding these solo podcasts. And then they will all be together on a YouTube channel. And again, I will give you all that information at the end of this podcast. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. So today I want to talk about something really, really special to my heart. And it has something to do with my last name, Joy. It is something I've been on a mission for many, many years. I became a certified happiness coach probably in 2013. And before that, I was just obsessed with finding happiness and joy. That was my biggest mission after my divorce, which is kind of what my book's about. It's called Thrive and Shine, How to Find Happiness When Life Falls Apart. I'm really, really big into finding happiness and joy. And so I've really kind of had this purpose and mission on helping others find their joy. But today I want to talk to you about how important it is to follow your joy. And I'm also, tonight, I'm really excited. I'm auditioning for a TED Talk and I'm going to be giving a talk based on following your joy and how that's all you need to do. And I know some people say, what? That's all you need is just follow your joy. That sounds too easy. But today in this podcast, I'm going to share with you why I believe following your joy is so powerful and actually show you examples of how I've done it in my life and it really has worked out. So if you want to live the fantastic life with lots of joy, this is your podcast. So I'm so glad you're listening in. So let's go ahead and get started. So let me tell you a little bit also what I'm doing. And I know I've mentioned in this in other podcasts, but I've been doing a video series called 365 Days of Joy. And that's what kind of spurred on this whole, for the TED Talk tonight, but also for teaching you guys about the power of joy, because I had this experiment, which I started last May, so May of 2018, where I decided to record myself every day and about me following my joy, because I really believe once we follow our joy, the rest of life will work out, because of course I teach Law of Attraction. And a lot of Law of Attraction is like attracts like energy. And if you're in joy, then you're gonna attract it, right? So I wanted to first share with you that video series. Right now I think I'm on 276, and how much that video, doing that every day, has dramatically changed my life. It's just so exciting that something I've committed to for this long has really paid out. And you know, honestly, when I started, it was kind of like, well, it's kind of an experiment. It's like a hypothesis. I believe if you follow your joy every day, you commit to it on a daily basis for a year. It doesn't have to be a year, but I thought, well, I'm going to go gangbusters and do a year because I'm just cray-cray like that. But what I did is I saw how dramatic my life has become and for the better by doing these joy videos. So it's really something I want to inspire all of you, again, is to follow your joy. But this podcast, I want to share with you why it works and why following your joy works and why it is the only thing you need to do. Well, maybe not only, but that's let me tell you more and then we'll go to the only part. So I came up with three reasons why following your joy is important. And so I'm going to go through each one and kind of break them all down. So first, when you follow your joy, you get intentional. So what you think about, you bring about. And when you say every day, What does joy ask of me? You are making a conscious effort to be in that positive state. You are saying, I want to have good things in my life. Because if you follow your joy, it's usually good, right? I mean, why would you follow joy and be bad? So if you follow your joy every day, you say intention, this is what I'm going to do. This is a requirement of me. And so again, me doing these videos, it's crazy how I said every day, some days I'm like, I'm just not feeling it. And I've been very vulnerable and real. But the longer I did it, the more I'm like, no, I do have a choice. I don't have to say, I'm just not feeling it today. Instead, I came to the conclusion that I can find joy in any situation. And because I have to do these videos and I'm accountable to the world with these videos, I every day found my joy. And it became, now it's like a default. Like I still have bad days, but then I go, oh, that's right. I need to find my joy. And then I do. And it's simple things. It's just, to me, the other day I did a video on, I heard the birds chirping outside. You know, it's February and I'm hearing the birds, and I live in a very forested area, and it brought me so much joy to hear those birds, and it just completely made me feel great. But I said that morning when I was feeling down, I said, nope, Michelle, it's okay to feel down. Like, I don't want any of you to feel bad when you have a bad day, but I made an intention every day to follow my joy, and I didn't stay in that down stage very long. And I think a lot of us, what we do is we get down and we snowball. You know, Abraham Hicks always talks about how whatever thought you're thinking, it will attract that same kind of thought. So if you're thinking down thoughts, you're just going to attract more down thoughts, and it becomes this big snowball, and to the point where you're like, your thoughts are out of control. So on the opposite end, you know, I made the intention. I made it very clear that every day I'm going to follow my joy. And what happened is I go, okay, it's okay that I'm feeling down, but what brings me joy? And I started going through all the things in my head. And oftentimes, guys, they're really small. Like I said, hearing the birds chirp meant so much to me. I love going outside. My neighbor has goats, and I love going out there and saying hi to the goats. We just stare at each other. It's so funny. It's like a staring contest. But those goats give me so much joy. And then the rest of the day is just golden. It's awesome. So first thing is, when you follow your joy, you get intentional and you say, joy is a choice. In fact, my oldest brother, I did a joy video on him in Denver last summer. And you know, at the time I was still going, oh, okay, I'm not feeling, I'm being vulnerable, I'd rather just be real. And he's like, no, you really need to find joy. Don't ever say, let's wait for joy to happen to me. You find it. And it really struck a chord with me. I'm like, you're right. You're right. I don't have to wait for it to happen. I'm going to find joy. And so that's really what I started doing. And then I started seeing shifts. So then I'm going to go to number two, which is, it raises your vibration. And why raising your vibration is important is because we are an attraction-based universe. And if you raise your vibration, you are attracting all the things that you want. See, all the good stuff in your life you're wanting, the things that you put in your, what Abraham Hicks calls your vibrational vortex, everything up there, I say up there, but it's really here, but everything in that is waiting for you to just match up to it vibrationally. That's it. And so when you are following your joy, you are automatically raising your vibration, because joy is a good feeling vibration, right? Joy is more than just, I'm happy. I think joy is an action to me. It's more of like, what do I feel the excitement inside by paying attention to that thing that makes me happy? It's kind of like, it's this whole feeling, emotional thing that goes on with joy. And so when you raise your vibration, because you focus on joy every day, you will raise your vibration. You will attract what you're wanting. So again, that is that choice. Coming back to number one, it's being intentional. Number two is, it raises your vibration. And that's what we want, guys. And again, no matter how bad life can be, again, I talked to my last podcast where I taught about, or it's a couple podcasts ago, I can't remember, it's the five steps of Abraham. And the first step is to ask, which comes with contrast. So contrast is not a bad thing. That's that part. It didn't work out, and that's okay. But on a day-to-day basis, this is where we should be. We should follow our joy, because we will raise our vibration. We'll be at step two, or not step two, lesson two. I don't know what, I guess I'll call these steps. So get intentional, raise your vibration. And then the last one is, this is what I love and what I've been talking about on this podcast, and how so many of my interviewees say the same thing over and over again, is when you follow your joy, that's the breadcrumbs that lead you to where you want to be. The joy is the answer. It's not a matter of, I need to figure out what I'm supposed to do with my life. No, it's follow your joy, and then your path will then open up for you. It's the breadcrumbs throughout your life by following your joy, following your joy. Isn't that great? To me, that's the greatest part of the joy path, is it's just, it gives you exactly what you need. You don't need to figure it out. You don't need to go to, you know, take lots of seminars and classes, and you don't need to do anything but follow your joy. And everybody has access to their joy. In fact, I always start my groups, my meetup groups that I teach here in Portland, Oregon. I always start them out. Everybody shares what brought them joy that day. And what's so great about this is usually, almost always, what brought them joy was the simple things. It's the ones where, like, oh my gosh, the way the sun shone through the trees today when I went for a walk, it was so beautiful. It brought me so much joy. Or, you know, someone saying, like, I was with my granddaughter all day and she just brings me so much joy. Or someone else, like, I was playing with my dog and it makes me so happy. You know, all of these things are free. You know, we think we need all of these things to bring us joy, but it's never that. And like I said, the other day when I was feeling down and I went outside and I heard the birds chirp and had a stare off contest with my neighbor's goats, and I was immediately in joy, and I felt actually overwhelmed by joy, overwhelmed by it. And that's the great thing about joy, is you, again, you don't need to figure out the how. Law of attraction, no matter what you want in your life, you try to figure out your how, you're going to get in your own way. Because what is how? It's that unknown. It's that, oh, I don't understand. I got to figure this out. It's that energy of, like, I got to try. And follow your joy is the opposite of trying. It says, okay, this is what I love to do. I'm going to go this path today. This sounds like fun. I'm going to talk to this person. They have good energy. You can feel people's energy, right? And you know, you can also feel people's joy factor. You know, I think I attract a lot of people in my life because I practice joy every day. So let me just tell you a little about what the joy video has done for me in this last year. I'm not even done yet, and I can't believe all that it's done for me. But for one, it gave me the inspiration for this podcast, right? Because this started after I started my joy videos. It also has attracted so many people to my life. It's just crazy. Like, I have no shortage of amazing, beautiful, inspiring, uplifting people in my life, because like attracts like, and I practice joy. And they, you know what I hear from a lot of people? I hear this all the time. This is not to brag, but I hear people all the time saying, like, I don't know why, but I just really want to hang out with you. I just want to rub shoulders with you. It's just like immediately people love me. And it's because I practice joy. I exude joy. People like to be around happy people, right? So, and again, I tell people I'm not happy all the time, but since I've been doing this joy video, I have found my happiness factor really raise. In fact, I have way better days than down days, and there's still the same uncertainties in my life, but I have now practiced it so much. Anything is a practice, right? You practice, you get good at it. But that's another shift I've seen in my life. And other shifts I've seen, you know, I'm auditioning for this TED Talk tonight, and I see all these opportunities flow to me on speaking. You know, my dream, my passion, my desire is to speak on stage and teach the world about this stuff, right? I love having this podcast, I love having this outlet, but I also want to get on stage. And so I've noticed so many opportunities come to me, and it's really extraordinary. I'm so excited. So now I hope you heard me, that joy is important. I hope you know that you can access it today at this moment, every day. You know, you don't have to do the 365 days of joy on video like I did, but you can do your own little version, or you could do the video and be crazy like I am. But telling you, if you want an accountability partner, you share it on social media. So that's what I did. So yeah, there's every day. So for you, just ask yourself when you wake up in the morning, first thing, what is joy asking me? What joy can I find in today? Even in a bad moment, like, what joy can I find in this moment? And then just follow that. That's all I need to do. So I hope this helps you. It's a kind of a short podcast, but I wanted you to get the gist of joy. And I'm excited about my TED Talk audition tonight. Wish me luck. And I hope that you now see that you don't have to work as hard as you've been working. You really don't. But if you need more support on this and you have more questions, please reach out to me. I'll put all the information on the on this podcast, but also in the show notes. But just go to my website. It's all there, michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I have lots of freebies. I even have a 5 ways to raise your vibration fast. You just click on that and you can get that. And I also have free guided meditations. I do those too. People have told me they really love them. So check them out. And I really, really appreciate your support. And however I can help you, just, you know, even shoot me an email at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com. And again, that'll be in the show notes. So thank you again for listening. I hope you all have a very wonderful, joyful, awesome day. And I love you all so much. And happy manifesting.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.